Welcome, my friends, to the podcast that never ends, where we gather our clan and talk about peace and love in our lives, the difficulties along the journey, and how we rise up. We will experience a little thing I call cluberty together, find our sweet spot, and planting our seeds to watch them grow in our magic garden. I'm Uncle Dave, and our transformation starts right here. Hey now, and how are you doing? Welcome to another episode of Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat. So today's episode of still getting to know Uncle Dave a little bit and just to understand some of the lingos that I might be using. Today we're going to talk about PATH. PATH stands for Personal Attitudes Towards Happiness. It's a catchy phrase, but it's also a way to go. It's a way to live life. And what we could do by that is just by looking at ourselves. On the PATH is my mentoring coaching space that I do talk about a lot with when I do speaking. And what it means is the personal piece. So we'll start with the P. Good way to start is the personal piece. No matter what we do, we need to make it personal for ourselves, because we're not going to make any changes or look at things if it's not personal when we're looking to do those changes. And we've all gone through it. Think about all the advice you might have gotten over the years that nobody decided to listen to, or you hadn't decided to listen to until it was the right decision. Again, I was explaining on other episodes about my challenges. Until I needed and decided to make the changes I needed to make, it didn't matter what people said. I could have used some recalibration at times, and I've become more and more open, and even now, even more open to receive some information, not accept, receive. We want to receive the information, not accept certain circumstances in our lives. It's when we receive it. That's the power. That's the power. That's a personal power. And it was personal to know what you need to do. And that's what that P is for. Now, the A is attitude. I don't know anybody on this earth who doesn't have some attitude with something. And that's fine. It's how we manage that attitude. And attitude's not bad. This attitude is also a perspective. It's a way to go, I need to make a change. That's the attitude. It's a mindset to change. It's an attitude to go and what you want to do, right? You can go to some place that might not be where you want to be, but you can still enjoy the experience. So during last year, when I had my negative experience, when I had my suicide attempt, during Thanksgiving, I found myself to be by myself, and I needed to go help people, because that's what I do, and I've always done that, because I've made a pact with the universe that my being here means I need to help people, and that's what I decided to do. I was going to be by myself, and what I did is I wanted to serve food. That was my decision. Guess what? The universe had something else planned for me. I was there, and then they were like, well, you're a big guy, and we have a lot of helpers. Could you be security? Okay, I wasn't what I needed, but I didn't know what I needed. And the universe brings us to places where we are needed, not what we want. That's why a lot of times when we go through our bad experiences, it's not necessarily what we need, but it might be what we want if we look at the message in the right way. So this message on Thanksgiving, I was being security. I'd walk around the building, checking to make sure. This was in an area that there was people who really caused some trouble and things like that. Then there was this woman who came in, and she was crying. Her children, she was alone. Her children needed help, and we were feeding them because that's what we were doing on Thanksgiving. And the pastor at the place I was volunteering tried to talk to this woman. Then I sat down with them. And even though I didn't feel it personally, I was able to share some knowledge, talk about havening and things like that to help her and her children. And they left with a smile. I was placed in the right place. So it was that attitude that even though I knew I wasn't able to feel it for myself, you can be the change in somebody else's life by showing up and being there. That was a personal choice The attitude was I needed to help people, and that's why I was there. And that was towards. That's the PAT, towards. We need to move towards something. And then a lot of times we all say happiness. Happiness is the easiest thing to say because it's not a location. It's a mindset. It goes back to that attitude. So personal attitudes towards happiness, it's all within ourselves. We get to make those choices. We get to grow. And that's what we're going to be doing on this podcast. We're going to make choices. We're going to grow. Some things are going to be like, nope, this is not for me. And that's okay. That's a personal choice. And some things we're going to plant a seed. You're going to be like, oh, I remember that being on Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat. Or I know that person from Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat. They said something that resonated with me down the road. Not everything comes to us at the beginning. And that's why I talk about planting the seeds in our magic garden. And guess what? When it happens, it does like feel like a bat has hit you. Because guess what? You've taken a stand. You've seen something different. It's not always about bringing a bat in. It's going to be a life-shattering idea. It's also going to be an opportunity for you to see something differently, experience something differently that you might not have ever heard of. I don't know how many people have heard of havening. It's a great psychosensory touch way of healing as well as relaxation. And I can talk to you about that. And we'll have people who are experienced as well as myself who have experienced it as well as been a practitioner. Guess what? There's so many ways that we're going to expand this peace, love, and bring it back because we're going to be a family together. We're going to be a clan. We're going to bring together the tribe. And we're going to bring it because that's what we do. We bring a bat to help everybody. And I hope you liked this path experience. And if you want to talk more about it, I'd be more than happy to hear about it. And I'd love to hear what you think path means for you, because that's going to be a trick that we're going to talk to people about. I want to hear what path means for you. Contact me, send me messages, smoke signals. Don't care how you do it. Our journey continues. Thanks. Well, my friends, today's journey has come to a close. I hope the seeds of peace and love continue to grow for each one of you. Remember, the peace and love surround you that will assist you to rise again. And don't forget to bring a bat for what you believe in. Namaste.